Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
And as sure as a wet morning slows down the traffic, a pricier drive looms in New Jersey. Commuters on the Garden State Parkway and the Turnpike may not like the details in a live update getting from Montvale this morning. Here's WCBS reporter Sean Adams.
Yeah, this was a quick lane change. A few months ago, New Jersey held the line on tolls. Now there's talk of a more expensive ride on the Turnpike and Garden State Parkway. NJ Advance Media reports the Turnpike Authority needs to finance the next round of construction and rehabilitation. Public hearings are slated for next month. So far, no numbers, no percentages. Drivers, though, are lamenting. Where does it end?
They just nickel and dime me to death.
It's a great state. You got the shore here. You have a lot of things. You're close to New York, yeah, but it's just too many people.
And too expensive. Crumbling roads and bridges, though, need fixing and updating. Major improvements require capital funding. Also, lawmakers want a portion of tolls, $125 million, to help out NJT. Tolls have not increased in New Jersey in 8 years. Live along the Garden State Parkway in Bergen County, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thank you, Sean. It was up on Route 80 a couple of years ago when that deadly school bus crash happened, and a Paramus school bus driver today will be sentenced for that crash in Mount Olive. 79-year-old Hootie Muldrew Sr. faces up to 10 years in prison. The bus he was driving was hit by a dump truck when he made a U-turn on Route 80. Fifth grader Miranda Vargas and social studies teacher Jennifer Williamson were both killed.
Mayor de Blasio will sign a bill today cracking down on reckless drivers who repeatedly break the law. Those who rack up more than 5 red light camera violations or more than 15 speed camera violations in a year, 5 or 15, they'll have to complete a 90-minute free traffic safety course to be right with the law. The new law comes with a severe punishment. The city could take away the driver's vehicle. The pilot program will be running for 3 years.
So how much sympathy do we have for red light runners?
None.
Nassau County police officers shoot and kill a suspect they chased all the way to Queens. And WCBS reporter Marla Diamond is live in Cambray Heights to tell us how that happened. Marla?
Well, we're not exactly sure what caused this wild pursuit that began in Nassau County and ended on a residential street near Linden Boulevard here in Cambria Heights, where Nassau police opened fire on the car on 217th Street. Yellow police tape surrounds a silver sedan this morning with bullet holes in the driver's side door. It had crashed into a beauty salon. Witnesses say they heard multiple shots and saw police pull the driver out of the car and immediately cover the body in a white sheet. This all happened at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Nearby resident Yvette Augusto says the block is usually busy with people catching the bus and kids returning from school.
It's scary. It's scary because I've never seen anything like it before. And knowing that I have a 9-year-old, you know, and thinking that the neighborhood should be safe, but I guess it's not.
At this hour, Nassau police will only confirm that their officers were involved in a fatal shooting. We don't know who the driver is, nor do we know where and how the pursuit began. And we're live in Cambria Heights. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Craig Allen right now with the details in the WCBS Exergen weather forecast.
Well, one thing we could say is that there hasn't been all that much for rain, but you're absolutely right. Roads are damp, they're wet, it's foggy, reduced visibility. And we had about an inch, rather a tenth of an inch to 2/10 of an inch of rain overnight and from the yesterday afternoon. It will be mainly just a drizzly, damp day today. The heaviest rainfall that we get over the next 24 hours will actually come overnight tonight. Today's high will be up near 50. Showers tonight could be heavy along with a thunderstorm, 40 to 45 degrees. This is where we could pick up half inch to an inch of rain in some of those heaviest downpours for tonight. However, tomorrow, clearing and windy with highs 45 to 50, then falling during the afternoon with a chilly one on Friday. High staying near 40 despite some sunshine. It is near 40 north and west suburbs. It is in the mid-40s around the city and all coastal suburbs. Right now in the city, it's actually 46. Humidity 93%.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.